This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with a very special in-studio guest, the former Second Lady of Pennsylvania, an executive in her own right, and now author, happens to be the wife of United States Senator John Fetterman, Gisele Barreto, who comes to us from Brazil originally. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I think a lot of people are going to wonder right off the bat, you wrote a book, I love your title, Radical Tenderness, The Value of Vulnerability in an Often Unkind World. So just curious, why now? What was your motivation to do this in this moment?
I never wanted to write a book. I think the opportunity presented itself. I think there's not enough books about crying. So I figured I'd add one to the genre.
How did you meet John?
I visited Braddock years ago. At the time I lived in New York, I was a nutritionist. I had a private nutrition practice, and I read an article about Braddock. I was traveling out of the country when I learned about it. Never thought about it again. And then in the matter of within 2 weeks, that same name came up to me again, Braddock. And when you live in New York or New Jersey, you really only know like the Poconos or Philadelphia, right? So the fact that this city of Braddock came to my radar twice in 2 weeks, I just thought it was a sign to visit, and I went to visit, and that's how I ended up in Pennsylvania.
And you meet this really tall guy, really dynamic, but he's somebody who's himself, as you well know, regardless. People always talk about his dress, but what was it about John that attracted you?
It was not his attire. No, I saw it as someone who really cared about this community, and we stayed in touch, and then, you know, it grew from there. But I really just came to get to know this town and learn more about what was happening.
And speaking of this town, for those that don't know, you started two great nonprofits, Good PGH and 412 Food Rescue, which still operates today.
Mm-hmm. And the free store in Braddock.
Yes. Uh-huh. And for those that don't know, in particular, 412 Food Rescue, how does that work?
Sure. We looked at food insecurity and food waste, and we were looking to address food insecurity, but also end food waste. We know that a lot of amazing food is wasted every single day in grocery stores and distributors and restaurants, and we wanted to find a way to change that. So we utilize an app. Volunteers can request to do a rescue. So you're kind of like an Uber driver, but for that rescue of that food. And then you're given a location to take it to, whether that is a shelter, whether that's a nonprofit organization. And through those efforts, we've saved a lot of food and have fed a lot of people.
Well, kudos to you. It's a great organization. And I don't think a lot of people knew that you founded it.
Yes, I'm the co-founder of it.
And that said, so you married John, and here he is really an icon in the region. John, because of the work he did in Braddock, got a lot of attention suddenly around the country. People are like, who is this guy? Because he was so atypical from somebody who would be in a blue suit and a tie. He was his genuine self and seemed to really care about Braddock and made some major changes. Mm-hmm. That said, with that, you start to get, you know, there's always the people that push back and don't like what you're doing. And then you take another role, moving into Pennsylvania, becoming second lady of the state with John, traversing every county of Pennsylvania. And then a run at the United States Senate. And dealing with somebody who physiologically didn't seem like that was even a possibility when he had his stroke. Going through that alone. And then the depression John has battled, being hospitalized, and all of that. While you're raising three kids, Carl, Grace, and August, how do you deal with that?
I mean, I think life is not supposed to be easy. I never expected it to be. And I think our family hasn't faced any challenges that are that different from many other families in America. I think the difference is ours are faced very publicly. And that adds, I think, a whole other layer of challenges. But I mean, I think you could get through most anything. And, you know, I try to do that every day. I try to really silence a lot of the noise as much as I can to continue to be who I am genuinely and effective at my work. And I think I've learned to do that well.
And how are you navigating John being in Washington? But I know he likes being home here too. How does that work for you and your family?
It's fine. I'm really busy here with my work. And, you know, he has his job too there. We usually see each other on the weekends, and that works just fine. I think a lot of families are commuter families. It's worked fine.
Well, I want to ask you more about your book and the genesis of why now. We're with Giselle Fetterman, Radical Tenderness, The Value of Vulnerability in an Often Unkind World. And I want to ask you also about people, once you got to the office with John of the United States Senate, a very important office, and dealing with the criticism that comes with that next. Thanks, Paul. We continue our conversation with Giselle Fetterman, who is obviously the wife of United States Senator John Fetterman, out with the new book called Radical Tenderness, The Value of Vulnerability in an Often Unkind World. So the genesis, you said, of you writing this book right now just came to you in this opportunity. How did that happen?
Like I said, I think there weren't enough books about crying. And, you know, I think Putnam Penguin agreed. And, you know, this came about. I never thought about writing a book or wanted to. I'm still quite uncomfortable with the idea of it. But I pushed through and I think put out something special.
So what is the major takeaway that you want people who will read the book walk away from?
I think that, you know, there is another option. Like we live in such conflict all the time, and we can choose how we respond to that. And that's the only thing we can control. We can't control anything else. But that is something we can control, and I think we could all benefit from a little bit more tenderness in the world, to ourselves, to each other, and maybe if we...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He expected the best out of people. They would rise to our expectations more often.
You have witnessed firsthand, obviously, the acrimony that comes in politics. And the country is basically divided down the middle, give or take. But I can't remember a time where it has been, the animus has been so prominent, day in, day out, day in. And you live that. So what do you recommend for people who are trying to detach a little from that and live a more balanced life?
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. I still get death threats very regularly. I mean, I hate politics. I'm not a politician. I didn't choose this role for myself.
You're saying death threats?
Regularly.
To you?
Oh, yes.
Why?
For years. For existing, for being the spouse of a senator, for you name it. I mean, it's anyone in this role is probably experiencing the same thing. And it's normalized. It's expected. I mean, you see it with contestants on Love Island who get kicked off and are, you know, receiving death threats. I think we have become a society that really rewards these attacks or those viral moments or the meanest thing you can do or say.
Which is easy to do on social media from a distance.
Which is easy to do. And I think that's what we've become. You know, we're all looking for that viral moment. And I think it's brought out the worst in us.
Now, your children are ages 12, 9, and 7. And so they're very vulnerable.
A little bigger now. Now they're 16, 13,
oh,
and 11.
I missed a couple. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think I wish they were still that age.
but now, are they aware of this kind of negative acrimony that comes with it?
They have for years. I mean, I remember when August was 7, one day he came to me and he said, "Mom, why is Dad too radical for PA?" That was a commercial that ran every single day while he was playing Minecraft or watching like Minecraft videos. So they were airing these commercials and while he was watching kid YouTube.
Was there a part of you in a way that maybe didn't want John to become a senator because of these kinds of things?
I mean, I don't like that whole world completely. And I was the daughter of a politician and said I would never be involved in politics or date someone in politics. And I guess when we say those things, it's when we get screwed. But I'm very happy to say that none of them want that as a career. They're all like, I would never be in politics.
That's what your
My
kids
children,
are saying.
Yes,
yeah.
So that makes me very happy.
And when John's dealing with depression, which by the way, is no surprise that a lot of Americans are dealing with it too on a daily basis. The many of these things families deal with, they deal with it in silence. Your life is so public. It seemed impossible that he would overcome the odds of his stroke to become a United States Senator. Then once he did, that's when it really hit him hard.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you deal with that with the family? How did you explain that to the kids?
I explained to them that Dad was having a hard time and that this happens to a lot of people. They probably know a lot of people that are in a similar pain and that all we can do is be there for them. And when he checked himself in, it was a very celebratory day. I remember I brought the kids and I said, "Guys, I have to share some amazing news." And they thought we were going to go to Disney or something. And instead I said, "Oh, Dad just checked himself in." And they were like, "Is this amazing news?" And I said, "Yes, because, you know, getting help is really brave and we're really happy for him." And I was able to quickly get them on board in that same mentality. But I think, you know, we mourn when there's a suicide or, you know, that's a story. But we really should celebrate when someone is doing the work to not end up in a situation like that.
Physiologically and mentally, how is John today?
John is great. I mean, I don't like to talk about John because I'm not, you know, I don't serve as a proxy for him. I think those are questions for him. But John is doing great. He's healthy. He, you know, is doing the work that he was elected to do. And, you know, I really focus on myself and my kids. And
is he enjoying any part of this? I mean, it comes with a heavy price.
I mean, I think I don't. I mean, are any of us enjoying this? I don't know. I think that's a question for him.
But what about you in terms of raising the kids and dealing with this constant barrage? I had no idea that you got those kind of death threats. That's demoralizing.
For years.
Years.
Years. Years.
Just because.
Just because.
What do you tell the kids?
I tell them that some people are terrible and politics can make people terrible. And a lot of folks don't know how to process things, but that they can not be terrible and that they can control how they respond and what they put into the world and how they treat other people. And that's all we can do.
Radical tenderness, the value of vulnerability in an often unkind world. Giselle Barreto Fetterman, I really appreciate you coming in and sharing. I know there's part of you that really doesn't want to do this, but you're doing it anyway with purpose.
Yeah. I mean, the only way out is through. And like anything else, you just, you'll make it through.
And again, I applaud you for co-founding the 412 Food Rescue. I think that's a tremendous program.
Thank you.
And the other great work you do, and you don't always get the positive accolades you deserve. So I appreciate you coming in and sharing. And please, I know your husband. Please tell him I said hello.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Giselle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.